Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The right fielder, Rod Gasper. Batting third. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Staub reaches second base with a double. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper takes first base on ball four. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is hit by the pitch. Gasper moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gasper scores. Boswell moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Boswell moves to third. Jones moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Jones scores. Charles moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles scores. Cranepool moves to third. It's 4-0, Mets. Steve Shea now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to second. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to third. Bateman moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Bateman scores. LaBoy moves to third. It's 4-2, Mets. Ty Cline pinch hits for Steve Shea. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline takes first base on ball four. Hahn moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball four. LaBoy scores. Hahn moves to third. Cline moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Cline moves to third. Wills moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Wagoner now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagoner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gasper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boswell takes first base on ball four. Gasper moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland catches it and throws to second with Wills covering, to double up Gasper. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Charles reaches third base with a triple. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Grote reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to home to get Grote. Harrelson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, LaBoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hahn is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner bunts towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. LaBoy moves to second. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gasper hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Boswell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutherland hits a fly ball into right field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McGraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Bailey reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaBoy strikes out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gasper bunts towards the mound. Wagoner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gasper moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gasper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Mets. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Brand pinch hits for Mike Wagoner. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Brand moves to second. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutherland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Robertson now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McGraw hits a pop-up towards the mound. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 4 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. There goes Harrelson trying to get to second. Jones throws the ball into LaBoy, who relays the ball to Wills, who tags Harrelson for the out. It's 8-3, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bailey strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaBoy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. LaBoy reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Bateman moves to third. It's 8-4, Mets. Nolan Ryan now pitching. Manny Mota pinch hits for Don Hahn. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Wicker pinch hits for Jerry Robertson. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Floyd Wicker now playing center field. Dan McGinn now pitching. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gasper takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Boswell bunts towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Gasper moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gasper. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Gasper steals third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on LaBoy. Score that a fielder's choice. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gasper, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Gasper steals home. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Mets. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-4 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Mets. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.